Mesachus Kelim, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Now we're going to be dealing with various tools that had two business ends. They had different tools at each end for the most part. So we start with Kol Grifin. The Kol Grifin, article writes it as calligraphon. I have no reason to doubt that transliteration. This tool had prongs at one end and a scoop at the other, and it was made of metal and it was long. And the scoop was used for shoveling out ashes and wood or whatever from the oven, and the prongs were used for removing meat or bread for the oven. So this calligraphon, shenitla kapa, whose scoop was removed, but it still has the prongs on the other end, tmeya mipnei shina. It's tame because of the teeth, because of its prongs, because you could still use that end. Nitlashina, if the prongs were removed, tame bipnei kapa. It's going to be tame because it still has the scoop on the other hand. Michael. Michael was an applicator of eye makeup. Shenitla hakaf. So one end was a scoop, and if that scoop was removed, tame bipnei hazachar. It was going to be tame because at the other end was a pointed applicator. That was called the zachar. Nitel ha-zachar, if the zachar was removed, the pointed applicator was removed, tameh b'nei ha-kaf, it was tameh because of the scoop at the other end. The scoop, some say, was used to remove wax from the ears, others say it was used to remove makeup. The point being, though, the chiddush of this over the previous example is that the scoop was more of a secondary purpose. The main idea of this tool was to apply the makeup, not to use the scoop. Nonetheless, if it was just the scoop that left, it would still be tameh. Machtev. Machtev was a stylus used for writing in a wax tablet. So one end was pointed. It had a pointed nib at one end to write into the tablet. And the other end was a flat eraser, basically to smooth out the wax. So Machtev, the stylus, Shenitel HaKaisev, whose nib, the writing end, was removed, Tameh B'pnei HaMeichik. It was still Tameh because of the eraser at the other end. Nitel HaMeichik, if the eraser was removed, Tameh B'pnei HaKaisev. It would be Tameh because it still had the writing implement at the other end. Zoma listra. This was a cooking implement. One end was a spoon used for either for ladling out the broth or for serving the soup, and the other end was had some tines on it for removing meat from the from the pot. Others say that one end was sort of a spatula, and the other end was a three-pronged fork. But again, you have two different ends for two different purposes on this tool. Tmeya will be tame if it was, I'm sorry, zaymalistra shenitla kapa. If the scoop was removed, tmeya mepnei ha-mazleg. It will be tame because of the fork on the other end. Nitl ha-mazleg, if the fork was removed, tmeya mepnei ha-kapa. It will be tame because it still has the spoon on the other end. V'chein ha-shein shel mader. And similarly, it was a rule for the teeth of a mattock. A mattock is a tool with a head, sort of like an axe, but it had two blades on the head, you know, one pointing to the left or one pointing to the right or front and back, whichever way you oriented it. One side of the head was an axe-like blade, and the other side was shaped like an adze. That is, it's an axe-like blade, but it's turned 90 degrees, so it cuts in a different direction. So if one blade's removed, the other blade is still good, so it's still going to be tame. Other people say that this refers to another agricultural implement. Some say it was a pitchfork, others say it was a soil tiller, and one end had that tool, the pitchfork or the tiller, and the other end had sort of a tool almost like a screwdriver or a wrench. I'm not sure exactly how it worked, but it was used for joining plowing equipment to each other. Shear kulin, the shear for all of them, meaning how much of the handle has to be left? You break it in half, but some of the handle might be breaking off. So what's the shear for how much handle you have to have left? Kedei la'asais melachtan, enough to do their work, meaning if you still have enough of a handle left to do the job of the tool, then it's going to be tame. But if there's not enough handle left for you to do the work that the tool is made to do, then it's going to be tar. Mishnah Gimel. Charchur. This is a blade. It's a device similar to a hoe made for cutting roots or digging soil while plowing. It was composed of a cutting edge of high-quality metal and a body of lower quality. Shenifkam, that was ruined, that was damaged. So tamei, it's going to be tamei achi natal rubai until most of the body or the blade was removed. It's still going to be considered to have some utility. However, nishbar makufai, if its socket was broken, the socket was the part of the tool where the metal was attached to the shaft that, you know, would either attach to the plow or you would hold it with, that would be tar, because then you have this metal blade, but you can't attach it to the handhold that you usually use it with. Kardaim, an axe, shenital ushpait. So this axe had two blades on opposite ends. You have the axe shaft, the axe handle, and then you had this big metal head on one end. And like a hammer, we have a hammer. One end is for pulling nails, and the other end is for hammering. This axe had two blades. One side was the ushpait. It was a cutting. It was a cutting blade used for chopping wood. So if that was removed, shenital ushpay, tamei, it would still be tamei, but they base bikuai because of its splitting blade. The other end was a differently shaped and somewhat narrower blade that would use for splitting logs. Nital base bikuai, if the splitting blade was removed, tamei bipnei ushpay, it would still be tamei because it still has its cutting edge. Nishbar makufai, but again, if the socket broke, so you can't put the axe handle in there, tahar, then it would be tahar.